Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes, Rebecca. This is Susan Wright, and I missed Jasmine's call a couple of days ago about measuring.
Okay. Give me just a moment to pull this up. And may I have your zip code?
74037.
And were you calling to schedule a measure?
Yes.
Okay. Just a moment. I'm going to take a moment to pull up this ticket. Bear with me just a moment. I've got to wait for the search to load. Okay, and then can you verify the address on this?
Yes, 12912 South 4th Street, Jinx, 74037.
Okay, so they were calling to get that scheduled. So let me go ahead and get this scheduled. And okay, so the next date we have would be February 2nd. Excuse me. With it being Saturday, the next date would actually be Wednesday the 3rd, and then beyond that, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay, Wednesday the 3rd.
Yes, ma'am. I have to go at least 3 days out, and Sunday doesn't count as a day to make sure that this gets routed.
Right.
All right, so I've got you down for the 3rd. What will happen is on Tuesday, you'll receive a call in the evening with your time frame. And then day of, your technician will call you from his cell phone when he's about half an hour out.
Okay, I need to know what time.
Okay, they route these the day prior.
It needs to be in the morning.
Okay, I can make that request. Bear with me just a moment.
And if they can't, then I'll go to Home Depot and get a credit and go someplace else.
Okay. I will let them know that. Bear with me. I'm still getting this rescheduled.
Okay. And it needs to be mid-morning, not early.
Okay, ma'am. They route 8 to 12, 12 to 4, and 4 to 8.
Okay, 8 to 12, so maybe 10 or 10:30, something like that. This is not going to take very long. And I own a design company, and so I know how to measure this, so I can just do it myself.
Okay. Well, again, I will get that information over to them, the routes done the night prior, and you'll get a call with the time frame and then a 30-minute call ahead from your technician when he's en route to your location. Now, let me give you your order number.
Hang on just a second. Let me get a pen. Well, where is one needed? I didn't know there would be an order number.
It's just in case you get a time frame that doesn't work, you can call in with this order number.
Okay. Okay. So the...
It's 8 characters, and it's going to be a mixture of numbers and letters, but the letters only go as high as F, so all the zeros will be zeros.
Okay.
So it's 06, F as in Frank, B as in Bravo, D as in David, B as in Bravo, the number 8, and then B as in Bravo.
Okay, so 06, F, B, D, B, 8, B.
Yes, so if you call back in, get that order number, we'll pull up this ticket here.
Okay, and so that's...
Wednesday the 3rd, and you will get your time frame confirmation call the day prior.
Okay.
And I've got I've got an email sent over to home office to let them know about your time frame requirements.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, that's all, and thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Bye-bye.
Bye.